Welcome back to the podcast. This is a new series we're implementing under the umbrella of the Night Audit. And the idea of the Night Audit in general is to promote and encourage self-introspection. Becoming more self-aware, I feel like, is such an important part of life that definitely goes underappreciated as we become more consumed by sources of instant gratification and overstimulation. We have less time to spend alone with our thoughts, truly understanding how we think and why we think the things we think. And the purpose of this series is really to give an update, and a real update at that. Nothing on Instagram, nothing on YouTube, but a behind the scenes, free-flowing conversation as to what's been going on in my life, as well as certain realizations I've had, events I want to talk about. And it also gives me an opportunity to answer some questions. So I think one thing that's much needed is an update on the journey to pro. I'm still pursuing that career, but I've realized that there's so much more to life than focusing all in on one goal. And in fact, by doing so, it kind of hindered my ability to truly enjoy life to its fullest. Now, a lot of you are from the times when I went to Portugal and then to Malta during the pandemic and was trialing for clubs, and then the season got canceled. All of those videos I've documented on YouTube. So there's like 60 plus videos of just, you know, that journey, that 7 month period. And then after that, when I got back from Malta to Vancouver, I sort of crashed, in the sense that I realized that trip was one giant adrenaline rush. And I remember I fell into a bit of a, not a depression, but more of a helplessness. And I sort of let myself go. I lost touch with my values and my goals. And I started hanging around people that I know didn't have my best interest in mind. And I know their lifestyle didn't align with the lifestyle that I wanted to live. In reflection, it made me realize how important your environment really is. When you have the wrong people around you, and there's no such thing as good or bad people, it's all in context and indexed against what your goals are in life. But in this situation, they were the wrong people to have because my goals didn't align with theirs. Anyways, I was able to overcome that. And then I went and played in Seattle in the NISA Independent Cup. And honestly, that was one of the best experiences of my life. And this is when I stopped making the YouTube video. So I still have that entire trip documented. I feel like now is a great time to sort of recap everything. So if you've been waiting for those YouTube videos, they are on the way. I'm working on them as I speak. I just really wanted to solidify the podcast, get that consistent, because I find in myself that when I have too many projects going on at once, I oftentimes get overwhelmed and don't know where to start. So I just want to solidify the podcast and move on to the YouTube videos, take everything step by step. And I think that's the best way to go about life. I'll continue with the story though. So I got back from Seattle, and at this point I'd been away from Vancouver for so long that I had no idea what the scene was like here. A lot of things seem to have changed, and I got a message from a new academy here, and it looked very good, very promising. And just to make a long story short, I got back and I didn't cross-reference the situation with people that I trusted in Vancouver, and I sort of made a rash decision that in a way led to a very chaotic season that wasn't in my best interest, in the sense that I didn't end up playing at the level I wanted to. But at the beginning of the new year in 2022, I got injured. I had another groin injury. Things just weren't going well. Honestly, I didn't know what I was gonna do. I can vividly remember just like sitting in my room trying to come up with a plan of action and just having zero inspiration or motivation to do so because of how helpless my situation seemed, you know? This is when Dubai begins, because out of the blue, I get a message from Sohail Var. Now, keep in mind, we've only ever known each other on social media. And even then, we hadn't really talked to each other that much. We weren't in the same circle. It was more of like, oh, you create football content, I create football content, mutual respect type situation. But I guess he'd been paying more attention than I realized and wanted me to come up with him. Obviously, going to Dubai is a massive step, not only in terms of like financial investment, but also, you know, like, I don't have anything lined up there. What the fuck was I gonna do? So I had to make a decision. I also had, at the same time, another opportunity to go to Texas, playing the UPSL. It was with the champions of the UPSL. The owner of the club wanted me to help him with social media, as well as play for their team, and just sort of like build up a resume, you know, in terms of business and in football out in Texas. And that was something that I was gonna do because I had nothing else until Sohail called me literally the same day that I was gonna book tickets out to Texas. And this is just how crazy life works. And this is why I say everything happens for a reason, and always have faith, always stay true to your goals and your values, because things somehow just sort of work out. And it's inexplicable. I cannot explain why, but I know that if you truly do have blind faith and you stick to your goals and you stick to the path that they, you know, require, things will unfold in a way that is beautiful, really. It's intuition. It has to be intuition that told me to take this Dubai opportunity and that it would all work out. You know, I had just enough money. I booked a ticket, went to Dubai, met up with Sohail. Now, just to be clear, I didn't just go to Dubai because Sohail's like, come to Dubai. He proposed a project to me that resonated very deeply. It's something I've always wanted to do. I can't share it yet because as things progressed in our time in Dubai, we didn't actually get a chance to finish it. And it's still something we are working on and looking to complete in the future. Those of you that have been following me on Instagram during my time in Dubai, you know that I went there and I trialed with one team, Elite Falcons. And you know that was just through messaging and emailing. And at that time they were bottom of the table. And so it was kind of the only club that would take me on. And honestly, it was an extremely stressful point in my life because I literally went all the way across the world without any real connections or opportunities. I kind of just faked it. I was like, I never explicitly said I had an opportunity, but I knew that would all work out. It's arguably the most insane thing I've done, just like objectively, like why would anyone do that? But it worked out because after the summer, I went to Portugal and Lebanon, both incredible experiences, also all vlogged, all of which I will be uploading to YouTube. When I got back to Dubai, I trialed again with Elite Falcons, went to an invite-only trial, trained with them for 3 weeks in preseason, was talking about contracts, and then all of a sudden something in the management changed, and they had an academy out in Africa, and they wanted to just use the players from there, and then it didn't work out. And also, that's also on video, my genuine reaction. But it was a blessing in disguise, because then I found the Green Herons, I trialed with them, they signed me, and then I played with them that season. But things didn't go as well as I would have hoped, because I got injured, and it was honestly, I thought it was shin splints again. It got to a point where I played over the pain for so long that it just got too much to bear and I couldn't handle it. I tried playing over the pain. I tried taking painkillers. I tried just, you know, continuing on until the Christmas break, and then hopefully during the break I would have been able to recover them. But the amount of fitness we did and all the demands that were expected of me, and I was sort of falling out of the lineup, I just realized there wasn't a future here. And I got MRI, courtesy of the club, and the doctor says it looks like it could be a benign tumor called osteoid osteoma, and there's no real treatment for it. There's no surgery that can be done. And at this point, I was just kind of like, all right, so that's a sign to go back to Canada. But look, in my mind, I knew that my body could heal itself. It's done it before. When I broke my leg, I recovered in like record speed. I think it took me like 4 months to get back to playing football after breaking my tibia. And it was all just from, you know, healthy lifestyle habits and eating well and just believing that it would heal. I'm telling you, a lot of it was visualization. Every single night, I would just imagine my bone healing. And you know, every time I ate something or took a supplement, I would just imagine it working towards healing that bone. And I know it sounds crazy, but I swear to God, it played an impact because I can't explain otherwise. You know, maybe, of course, it just could be my body healing itself, but your mind is so powerful. You know, what you believe is what sort of manifests itself around you in your life. And you know, there's been studies done to prove this as well. To make another long story short, got back to Vancouver and I just amped up my diet and really took my health to a different level. And look, in my time back here in Vancouver, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've strayed from the path that I know I need to be on to achieve the goals that I deep down really want to achieve. And I think a lot of it has to do with coming back from, well, really it's been 2 years because Malta, Portugal, Seattle, and Dubai, that's 2021 to 2023. That's crazy. So it feels like one, again, like I said before, one giant adrenaline rush, as well as 2 years of just focus and productivity and just like goals only. So I kind of let myself go a little bit because the environment you're in really does dictate your ability to create. Being around someone who also had ambitious goals, who had a similar vision to me, who could relate to me on the level of being a content creator and a footballer, is something really unique and really special. And I'm really grateful that I've been able to experience that. And so I'm saying this because the people that I was around were not living the life that I knew I needed to live to become the person I knew I wanted to be. And as a result, because I was prioritizing the things that didn't matter, I was pushing back the things that did. And in the back of my head, there was all this stress and this built up tension, knowing that I was procrastinating on my potential, right? I was letting my future self down by not executing. Really just be selective of the people that you not only share with, like share who you really are with, make sure that they truly do have your best interests in mind. If you do have ambitions greater than just like the average path that this world sort of curates for you. And it's my experiences in the past couple months that has really pushed me down this niche of creating content around self-improvement and sort of understanding the layers to life and yourself, because I realized that's actually what's important. You know, like if I'm going to create content and feed more into the system of that instant sort of gratification and that overstimulation, I may as well create content that incites self-reflection and a reconnecting with the self and the values and the goals that you want to achieve in this life. And this is why I also say nothing is either good nor bad objectively, because while yes, I made mistakes, I can now look back on those mistakes and sort of use those to further my own ambitions. You know, I can now know, okay, that's not what I want out of life, and strive towards, you know, the other direction of what I do want. And I think that's what life's about, you know, because ultimately none of us really know what life is. We're just figuring it out, and it's those who have the loudest voice that are the most confident that we sort of look towards as like, oh, they know what they're talking about. So I think the more you can make mistakes with self-awareness, the faster you'll evolve as a human being. And honestly, this is a great example of that for myself. So in summary, I've spent 2 years of my life dedicating myself towards one goal, that being football and social media, creating a presence online and creating content that'll help elevate others in mind, body, and soul. That's always been my mission. But at the end of each of these episodes, I want to answer some questions and go through some DMs. All right, so the first question, what are some books that I've been reading recently and books that you should too? Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't read very often. I feel like I don't prioritize it enough, and I should. Instead, I tend to listen to audiobooks, or I listen to podcasts mostly, or like YouTube lectures or interviews, and then just take notes on my phone. So I'm actively listening. I'm not passively listening. Although I do that sometimes too. I'll put it on a podcast just in the background while I'm working, and then like subconsciously I'll pick up things. But I definitely do try and make an effort to listen with intention, and then to take notes and reflect back on those notes at a future time. Thank you. And so in terms of books that I'm reading, there is one though that I read every night, and it's more of a spiritual book. It's called The Secret of Secrets. And it's a book, I don't know if you can actually find it online on Amazon, but it's a book that sort of breaks down the tradition called Sanmat. And it's a tradition that I grew up with because my family follows the teachings. And recently I've wanted to learn more about it. You know, it talks about the soul, the different planes of existence, and the karmic cycles of life. And, you know, I just open up a random chapter and read it. And that's one book that I feel like is beautiful, but I feel like this is one more pertained to my own beliefs and my own experience, right? It's not one that I would necessarily recommend to everyone. But when it comes to podcasts, you know, that's what I listen to mostly. And I'll include a link in the description to my Spotify, because on my Spotify, I have a playlist with every single one of my podcasts that I feel like has changed or impacted or altered my perspective on something in life quite fundamentally. So essentially, it's just a playlist with all my favorite podcasts that you can also like and save on Spotify and then listen to as I add new ones or scroll through and see which ones look interesting to you. And then this second question that we're going to do today before I go through some DMs and answer them is, am I still pursuing a career as a professional football player, and what is my favorite football club and why? Now, it's a good question. I feel like I've sort of answered it in today's episode, but you know, the short answer is yes, I still am. Now, the route that I'm going to take to get there, I'm not sure of. I have, you know, plans in the works, talking to Daniel Fernandez again about going over to, actually, maybe I'll bleep that out. And my favorite football club is going to be Peñarol in Uruguay. And that's just because, you know, it was the first team that I went to go see play live. I saw them play against Nacional, which is like their rivals. And it's also the team that my family in South America supports. My dream one day would be to play for them. I feel like that would be a great honor. I'm still young, so there's still time. And life works in mysterious ways. So if my attention's on there, I know that somehow, someday, something will work out. And there's this one DM that I want to go through. Let me just start off by trying to paraphrase it. He says, hey Diego, I've got a question for you. I do not know if you have the proper answer to this. The answer to that is I don't. So it sounds like he's quit football and he still wants to evolve himself as a human being by working on his mindset. He still wants to go to the gym. He still wants to run. So he still wants to be an athlete, and he wants to improve his social life and still become a man of value. I like that. I like that. I think becoming a human being of value is a very important thing, and value is obviously subjective, but I think part of what makes you a valuable human being is your ability to give to the world, right? Like, how much value can you provide for the world in situations that you're being put in. I think part of that has to do with having a goal that you're working towards, you know, whether you actually achieve it or not. I think it is in the process of working towards a goal that you learn a lot about yourself and you can start, you know, tackling problems that you wouldn't have otherwise come across. He says, I have a problem when I run, the arches of my foot start to pain, and due to the exercise I use, the fascia ones, I literally squeeze my arch and I got 2 cramps on both my arches. It's so painful after I run or something. I don't know what to do. I don't want to tell my parents about that either or go to the doctor's office. Okay, could exercises on YouTube help, because I need to start doing something in order to be appreciated with my friends and eventually start making more friends? Like, I have been hesitating for so long. I've got to change. If you have some tips. Okay, wow. This seems like an intense question. So he's talking in one area about the arches in his feet and the pain he gets from running. And to that, I would say I used to get the same thing. Rolling out my feet with a golf ball has honestly changed my life. Same with massaging my feet. And I find that rolling out different parts of my body as well, like getting a lacrosse ball and rolling up my hamstrings, my hips, and loosening up in particular my hips, my hip flexors, and my shins and my feet have released a lot of tension throughout my body. And that would make sense because those seem to be anchor points of movement. So a lot of tension would build up in those areas. I honestly think that massage, like deep self-massage on your feet, just put a little bit of olive oil or coconut oil on your skin and just go at it. It's incredible, and I recommend everyone to do it at least a couple times a week. Same with rolling out and stretching your feet, like sitting on your foot. Let me try and explain this to you without the visuals. Sitting on the heels of your feet with your toes bent underneath and getting that stretch in the arch is honestly a stretch that everyone, athlete or not, should be implementing into their life. And then rolling it out, just getting a golf ball and really getting into like the knuckles of your feet, like lightly on the heel, and then your arches as well, like rotating your feet, you know, on a horizontal plane to sort of get all areas of your arches is amazing. And I do that every day. And when I don't do it, I notice a lot of pain builds up and tension builds up in my feet. And since the feet are the foundation to the rest of your body, the muscles all throughout your body will tense up and, you know, experience the repercussions of, you know, your neglection of taking care of your feet. Now, he says something else because he says he wants to make more friends and he's been hesitating. Now, this is an interesting point because I feel like I've also talked about this in this podcast and how I came back from stints of extreme isolation and focus and let myself go hanging out with friends because I felt like that's what I wanted. Now, I realized pretty quickly that's not what I wanted. What I wanted was connection that mattered, not just any connection. And this is why I'm so against casual sex, because by giving yourself so intimately in such a casual way, it weakens your ability to emotionally connect with someone that you would value in the future in a sexual and, you know, an emotional way. Obviously, it feels good. It's temptation. It feels like it's something we should be doing because it's normalized in society. But I feel like there's a lot of things that are normalized in society that feel good, that are tempting and are easy and oftentimes convenient that we shouldn't be doing. And I feel like just because it's easy, convenient, feels good, and is normalized does not mean it is something that is healthy for us. And another example of that would be junk food, right? Like eating fast food, eating these highly processed foods are easy, convenient, and normalized, but they are what's killing our population today. You know, it's what's making people live a very low quality of life. And I honestly think it's what's contributing to a lot of the madness that we're seeing unfold in this world. So, you know, you say you want friends, but I think just having friends for the sake of having friends is not the best way to go about it. Now, it's a good place to start, but I think an even better place to start would be to outline goals that you have in your life, work towards them, and put yourself in situations where people, like-minded people who have similar goals and ambitions, would also be. Because that is where I found my favorite people in life. It's by having goals, working towards them, and being in situations where similar people would be, you know? That's the beautiful thing about being in Dubai, being around Sohail, being around all those like-minded people, is I made a lot of great connections and found a lot of commonality between the people I was surrounding myself with and a lot of inspiration from them, simply because we all had ambition, we all had goals, and we all could relate to each other on some level within that realm of life. Now, I can't give you tips directly, but you do ask what my approach to this would be, and that's exactly what I would do and I have done. You know, and I've always thought, based off observation, that this my generation and the generation, you know, after me is quite lonely. There's a difference between being lonely and being alone. Because when you're alone, you appreciate the value that you can give to yourself. You can appreciate the introspection and time alone with your thought. And the reason you would feel lonely is because you feel like something's missing. And that's why people say in order to truly be in love with another human being, you have to love yourself, because you cannot seek for a missing piece to your puzzle. You have to be complete and complement another person who is also complete, and the two wholes can then go on to achieve something great in life. And I think that's where finding a partner who is compatible to you comes from, not a place of lacking, but a place of completeness. And this is where yin and yang comes in. You know, yin and yang are two wholes that require each other, not out of a place of necessity, but out of a place of balance. And they complement each other in ways that, you know, I feel like are fundamental to how, when you look at nature, nature oftentimes complements itself. I mean, let's just take an example. Let's look at bees and flowers. You know, you can't have one without the other, or at least some organism like bees where there are flowers or something like flowers. You need a symbiotic relationship like that to thrive in this world. And so I think if you are seeking friends out of desperation because you have none, because you feel like you are lacking in some aspect of your life, I think that's where it gets dangerous, because you start neglecting the values that you once held for yourself. You start forgetting about the things you hold sacred. And just reflecting back on my life and the friends that I've had, the best friends that I've had, the ones that I felt most comfortable opening up to, are the ones that are also complete in their own lives, in the sense that they're pursuing a higher goal. They have ambition. They take care of themselves mentally, physically, and spiritually. They are self-aware and they don't need me, right? But when we are together, we elevate each other without even necessarily trying. I wish I could give a better answer. I wish I could give you something more concrete, but these are just my thoughts on that situation. I feel like this is a really important DM that could benefit a lot of people. That's why I chose to read this one. And I feel like that's a pretty good place to close off this episode. I just gave a bit of a recap. Next week, there's a lot of things that I want to talk about in my personal life, financial situation, relationships that I've had and the lessons I've learned from them. You know, and as men, I want to talk a little bit about especially relationships with females and my perspectives on how to best navigate those, especially if you are someone who wants to be ultra focused and driven on a goal. You know, is a relationship something you can have and maintain in a healthy way while also pursuing, you know, a goal that would require all your energy? Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. And I just want you guys to know that under each episode, if you're listening on Spotify, there is an option to leave a question, and each question I'll take to answer on the next episode. And just a reminder that the Night Audit goes live every single Monday night PST, so make sure you're following the podcast and my personal on Instagram. The links to that are going to be below. That's where you're going to get updates on upcoming episodes and opportunities to ask questions and dictate the direction that each episode takes. My name is Diego. I've been your host. And remember to always find ways to reignite your spark of curiosity and creativity, and strive towards living life in balance, incorporating the three fundamental pillars of mind, body, and soul. All love. Until the next one.